And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, normal service is resumed after last week's amazing show featuring not me. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I mean, I'm calling it Punky Radio. Last week I thought it was called Tony. It's Tony. Look, I'm back from Edinburgh. I'm a mess. I'm not mucking about. This is the exploited porno slut. That's Exploited, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/exploitedpunk?
No, MySpace.com/official The Exploited. Now,
right.
I've got a bit of a problem with MySpace, Tony. They've gone and tried to make it look more like Facebook again, haven't they?
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
And it just means you can't tell what's going on. Why can't these... Oh, I hate change. Why can't they just leave it? It worked. It As soon as they started mucking about, I reckon that's what led a lot of people over to Facebook in the first place. While it was there as a perfectly good site for people to get in touch with each other and bands, it was great. And now it gets more and more confusing. I don't know what the bloody hell's going on. So in protest, I'm not doing any MySpace comments this week. Also, we haven't had any, so that's all right. Okay. We're going to continue to do the MySpace pages of the bands because I still think it's the best way to go and find out about a band and check them out. But I realise that MySpace's time in terms of involvement in this show is pretty much over. I think that's fair to say, would you?
Yeah, we're getting almost no comments now, are we, or anything to it?
Yeah, so we're obviously we're keeping our MySpace page up, and we'll update it each week with the bands that we feature MySpace pages on, so you'll be able to go and check them out through ours if you don't get the time to write things down about what's on. But for all intents and purposes, MySpace, I'm afraid, this latest change is the straw that broke this camel's back. You're listening to Grindabouts underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Exploited album that track from is called The Massacre and was reissued on Captain Oi in 2005. And 5 years later, we're still finding odd tracks to play off it. So make sure you check it out. It gives you a clue, porno slut, as to most of the music on this week's show, which frankly is right out of order. I've got some additional material for you, mate.
Okay, cool.
I am a little bit croaky, by the way. Edinburgh did take its toll on me. I'll tell you about it later on in the show, but it's been emotional. This came to me from Green Dave of Hull. Hello, Paul and Tony.
Hello.
This week's word of the week is a rich tea biscuit. Now, I like that, because he hasn't said, I'd like to offer this as a potential word of the week.
It is.
Said, that's what it is. This week's word of the week is a rich tea biscuit. This is used for people who think they are a bit posher than they really are, and a bit useless, that you neither like nor dislike, they are just there. E.g., do you know Tristan? He's a bit of a rich tea biscuit. Now, if you know anyone called Tristan, the likelihood is you're a bit of a rich tea biscuit as well, but I've let that go. I quite like it. I think it's quite a nice way of saying it, except that I really dislike rich tea biscuits. So I'm happy for you to use it as an insult for someone who, like, means nothing to you, you want nothing to do with them, not just they're just there, more than a little bit offensive. If you find yourself using it in usage, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Rich Tea Biscuit, and how I used it. But I like that, Green David Hull. Thank you very much. But do you know any Rich Tea Biscuits, Tony?
Not many. Probably could get introduced to a few around here in the posh end of the town, don't you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know any yet. I'll keep my eye out.
I know quite a few, but I'm erring on the side of they've got ideas above the station, and I dislike them for it.
Right.
Rather than... I just quite like the idea. It's called a rich tea biscuit, but it's the kind of biscuit poor people have.
That's true.
Rich people would go far further. They'd perhaps go with a hobnob.
Or
Maryland cookie. Maryland cookies I've become a bit of a fan of in the last few weeks. Again, more of that later. Anyway, thanks very much, Green Dave. And if you have a word of the week, email paulieb@punkyray.com. Title your email, word of the week. I've also had this one from Bill Hanf in New York. Now, Bill never ceases to amaze me. You might remember 2 or 3 weeks back we discussed the idea of a Punky Radio cocktail, Dogging in the Forest.
Yeah.
Did you get any through?
I did. I think I got one from Bill, actually. Yeah.
Right. Obviously, we've got the same one then. Fortunately, yeah. I'm here to read it out. I know it takes you 2 days to put a show together, Tony, and I've managed to cobble this together this afternoon, having listened to the wonder of last week's show.
Yeah.
Dear Paulie B and Tony, as a former bartender, see, I didn't know Bill was a former bartender.
No.
I would like to suggest a recipe for Dogging in the Forest, (), a punky variation of Sex on the Beach, (). I would incorporate some Frangelico. Now, I don't know what Frangelico is. Do you know what it is?
No.
Right. Anyway, sounds good to me. I would incorporate some Frangelico for that nutty, woodsy quality, and tequila, because it is a punky drink after all. It certainly is. It is capable of almost to killing me, actually. So this is his recipe for Dogging in the Forest. 1.5 parts silver or white tequila, 1/2 part Frangelico, 3/4 part fresh orange juice. Now, I am thinking that 1/2 part seems like a lot, in that it's twice as much tequila as orange juice.
Right.
I wonder if it's really, it should be 1/2 part, but I like the way his mind works. So let's go with it. This is one serious motherfucking cocktail. 1.5 parts silver or white tequila, 1/2 part Frangelico, 3/4 part fresh orange juice. Shaken with a salted rim. Oh, no. I did chuckle when I saw that. (), salted rim optional, (), no. Salted rim necessary. You can't go dogging in the forest without a salted rim. I'm making that up right now. I'm deciding it happens. Please note, this recipe is untested since I now sit in an office all day and can't experiment with liquor as much as I would like. It's most likely not too good until properly refined. Bill, New York. Bill, it's a great cocktail. It's Punky's official cocktail. From now on, when I go into bars, I will ask for a dogging in the forest just so they can say what's in it, and I can tell them half a part Frangelico. Don't you know anything? Let's see how they get on with that in a Vic. I tell you what, you're going to have to go down. You don't have to go back. You're going to have to go. What was the pub called round the corner from your old house?
Oh, the Nag's Head.
The Nag's Head. I challenge you, go to the Nag's Head and ask for a dogging in the forest. We got beer. What sort? Don't know. Anyway, so that's that. Thank you very much, Bill. On with the next track, Tone.
Okay,
sound
yeah.
Right for you?
Yeah, yeah.
This track's come through from Manila PR. This single came out in, I think, June. It's been out a while. We've only just got hold of it. Let's see what you think of this. Now, Tony, I have... Oh, for goodness sake. I have got the MySpace page for them, but I have managed to only update the MySpace page and not write it into my notes. So while this song's on, I'll find it and I'll ask you about their MySpace page after you've played it. This is Red Dress.
Come on, we gotta
That's Rockburn, Tony.
Nice.
Little bit different in that it's a little more conventional rock for this show, but you know what happens on here. We play what we like, don't we? I really liked some of the music last week, by the way.
Yeah?
I thought Steph picked out a beauty. The sort of rockabilly rock and roll band.
Oh, the garagey one, Hack Mack Jackson.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Really liked it. And I thought Steph did very well as a co-host, Tony.
She's better than me.
Well, I didn't like to say, mate, but I did think that you maybe didn't perform as fluidly as I have done, but she was a little bit better than you.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking was, if you could teach her how to do all the other stuff, we could maybe retire you gracefully, and it could be me and Steph. What do you reckon?
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. I wasn't expecting you to go, oh no, I really, really like making Punky. But you do seem to be rather keen to get rid. I was expecting you to put up some resistance to that, Tony. Really expecting that. Anyway.
I'm so glad you're back.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Rockburn's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rockburn?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Rockburn06, which makes it probably be an Internet 2, Tony nil. You listen to Midnight Configuration underneath right now. My friend, one thing you have been very good at down the years and you've never let go is your ability to pull out of the bag some choice podcast alley comments. Have you got any this week?
I do. Thank you for all your comments so far this month. It's now, well, we're recording this 31st of August, Bob, so it's going to be the 1st of September tomorrow. So please do vote.
Tomorrow is the 1st of September! I think I've sung that quite a lot down here. An old finger song.
So everyone needs to vote again. So get your votes in, please. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, it's important, please vote with his link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read them out. Thank you for all your comments so far in August. It's been a good month. And here's top 5 for this week. My brain hurts. Hi guys, at the end of last month I was away on holiday for 2 weeks and I've spent the time since then trying to catch up on all the podcasts I listen to on a regular basis. This means that I've just listened to 4 episodes of Punky back to back and I'm wondering why my brain hurts. Congratulations on 5 years of podcasting, 5 whole years of random fuckwittery with fantastic music all the way. It never ceases to amaze me how much exciting punky music there is out there, and it's a real crime that none of it ever gets a look in with the mainstream TV or radio stations. So thank the Lord, Raylock or Bishop, you decide, for Punky. Thanks also for your support of me and my show over the years. I'll be giving you a big mention on next week's show. All the very best, Graham Holland. It's a Vox Life Acoustic Podcast, Liverpool, UK.
Thank you very much, Graham, and do check out Graham's show, as we've said before. Graham's show is the antidote for Punky. If your brain's getting fried by us, give It's a Frog's Life a listen. You will become calm.
And it's a itsfrogslife.net/podcast, apparently.
There you go.
There you go.
Spot on. Thank you, Graham.
Okay. Congrats on 5 years. Us faithful fans are always listening. From Insane
always
Star.
Always listening.
Always listening, Insane Star. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, Insane Star. Congratulations to you, Insane Star, for listening for nearly 5 years as well. At times, it must have been slightly difficult.
Hey, Scrotum Lickers.
Oh, hello.
It's strange to think it's been 4 years of me listening to you wankers, and I still love the podcast. Yes, I still listen to you, just been lurking in the shadows of non-commenting. Anyhow, keep it up, and Tony, stop being so damn quiet these days. Much love. FGM, the former game maker.
Thank you very much, FGM, the former game maker. I've got a little song for you there. Who's that lurking in the shadows? Who's that screaming in the night? Who's that hiding in the darkness on this moonlit night? That Shadow Crypt by the Late Night Go with the line lurking in the shadows.
Yeah.
It's not a great version I've just given you there.
It's not bad.
But it is quite, I'll tell you what, we've never played it. It's a little bit slower. I might maybe dig that out. Might be a good one for the Halloween show. Yeah.
It's September already. Nearly coming up.
Thank you very much, the artist formerly known as the Game Maker.
Vote. A vote for Punky is a vote for, well, Punky.
Oh, hang on, hang on.
Yes.
And congratulations on getting a cock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Did that happen?
I think that was what happened, wasn't it? Didn't the gay maker have a sex change? I think if I've said that, if I've been slightly awry about that, I apologise if I've just congratulated you on getting a cock when you haven't.
Maybe the former game maker can come back with us with cock news.
Maybe could, yeah, maybe she could even...
She or he.
Maybe the artist formerly known as the game maker could email tony@punkyradio.com explaining all about the new cock.
Yeah, what is the cock situation? Please explain.
Yeah. Perhaps you could title it, "This is my cock situation."
A vote for Punky is a vote for, well, Punky. And that's on Dr. Spoon.
We've been above the moon. We've been through this. Thanks very much. I don't think I'm singing in this bit.
And great show last week, as usual. It made my birthday, which happened to be a boring, rainy Tuesday, just that little bit better. That's Murphy the Yeti. A poog, a poog.
Thanks very much, Murphy. Was that... are you referring to the show made by Tony or the one before?
Oh, no, one before. This is quite an odd comment.
Oh, OK. All right, then.
No one's going to attach the great show to last week. But, yeah, it's fine.
I think you're being harsh on yourself, mate.
So
it
glad
had
you're
the
back.
Best start of any punky ever. I think you just peaked too early.
Glad you're back. That's all I can say. This week's going to be a lot easier. And quicker. That's it, Podcast Alley.
Well, beautifully read, my friend. Beautifully read. Time for song 3, Dragster. Kill Voodoo, kill. Here Come the Meat Robots.
Okay. Cool.
Absolutely brilliant. 10 slabs of, and I can't remember what phrase I used for them, but I did get a MySpace message from them laughing about what I'd called them, saying, thanks a lot, that's perfect. Can you remember what it was?
Oh, no. But yeah,
I can't either. But anyway, it's 10 slabs of that. And it's out on STP Records, thanks to Stuart for sending it through. And I absolutely love it, don't I? I reckon everybody, when you go on our MySpace page, get over to Dragster's page, which is
myspace.com/dragstersuicide.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, probably being internet too. And check out some of the songs on there. You will want to own this album. It's absolutely brilliant. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. I thought I'd just fill you in on a little bit of my news from Edinburgh.
Yes.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, interestingly, I did fail to meet Paul Patterson from the Radium Cats that I'd said that I might do. But I did have a drunken conversation with a very lovely lady in a bar called the Library Bar in the Gilded Balloon, and we got talking about music and the such like, and I said, oh, by the way, I used to know there's a really great band up here called the Radium Cats. Have you heard of the lead singer, the lead guitar player? Sorry, you might have been lead singer, but lead guitar player, Paul Patterson. She went, yeah, we're really good mates. I went, brilliant. Let us exchange details, then maybe we can get in touch. So we exchanged details, and then I don't know about her, but I'd lost hers by the time I got outside. I can only imagine that she'd lost mine very quickly as well. So that didn't happen.
Right.
That pretty much sums up my Edinburgh for 2.5 weeks, really. The show was full of all manner of technical problems and all manner of hiccups, and the small matter that I had a guest on each day, and each day the guest was on, four people walked out, and I couldn't work out why, and started blaming the government. But anyway, I don't really want to tell you too much about it, because I have exhaustively written out a whole blog of that, my whole experience, which I set up a blog. It's Paulie B, PORLYBEE, as in an injured insect, .blogspot.com, paulieb.blogspot.com. All the information is there. There's just so much to go through for me to try and get it into this bit. But I do want to just tell you briefly a story about the last show. Now, I was getting up every day, or most days, and going for breakfast in the university accommodation that I was in. Breakfast was terrific. I also became quite good at stealing fruit, as long as I remembered the right jacket. That's, I think, explained. If I didn't have the right jacket there, I had to put the fruit down my trousers. And one day I decided to take, and you can guess where this is going before I finish saying it, but I had decided to remove, because you're not allowed to take any food out of the thing, obviously.
Right.
But that wasn't going to stop me. I wanted to remove two apples and a banana. Guess where I put them? I thought, I've got to do this. It was really obvious. It looked ridiculous in the jeans I was wearing. Put them down the front, two apples and a banana. I did get pointing and giggling from a group of Japanese students. It was all right. But anyway, it meant that I got up early every day, and I was normally ready to fly by about 1:30, sort of 12:45, on Cowgate, which is a good mile and a half from where I was staying. On the last day, I was doing a gig. Even though I'd finished my own show, I did one more gig at this thing called Edcom that's in the Pleasance Courtyard at 1 o'clock, 1 till 2. They have a compound 4 acts. That was the first act on. And my arrival time was 12:45. Well, I actually got up early, and I was there at 12:30, did the show, and then thought, you know what, I just want to go and have a lie down. I've had a long 2.5 weeks. It's been full on. So I got back to where I was staying, and I dropped off, right? And I woke up. My brain was so fried. I'm doing 3 or 4 shows a day and going to see ones I could, and saw a couple of brilliant ones. And my brain was so fried that I woke up, I looked at my watch, it said 5 o'clock. But because I was only half awake, I thought it said 12:25, right? I went, fuck! I've got to be at my gig in 20 minutes, shit! Had a few seconds of blind panic, and then remembered I'd already done the gig, it had gone very well, and I'd come back for a nap. Because I fucking hell, I thought, oh, I've lost it here. Absolutely lost it. It is, though, you just get this, you get a, oh, I don't know. There's an Edinburgh psychosis that you just get frantic. You're constantly looking over your shoulder and other people's. You're always looking for an opportunity to get someone into your show. You're always looking to do a turn at someone else's show. You're always looking, basically. You are always looking. And it just gets really tense. And you learn ways to save money, because you hemorrhage money every day there. But I was having I was going to Subway every day and having the 6-inch sub of the day with everything, thus filling it up a little bit more filling that way, because it was £2.29, and then I got a Subway card, so by the end of the festival I'd had enough of it to get a free one. And you just find ways to save money here and there, and then it all goes wrong late at night when you end up in the fucking loft bar and spend 50 quid on booze that you're giving to people you don't even know. But anyway, it's all the information is on my blog, paulieb.blogspot.com. It will now be an occasional blog, in that I wanted to do it every day I was there, almost as a writing exercise, and I've written absolutely reams. And with all blogs, you know, you have to start from the bottom and work your way up, otherwise it makes no sense at all, because the thing comes in at the top. It should come in at the bottom, but it doesn't. Anyway, that'll do for now. Suffice to say, it was absolutely worth me going, and next year I'm going to do 2 shows. If I get a bit more time in the second half of the show, I will maybe say a bit more about it. We'll see how we get on. Time for the next track, though, Tony. We played one track by these. This rather odd CD came through from a band described as South London's second finest band, or some such nonsense. But I really like them. And we played a track the other week. I think we played God of Sex. But anyway, we're going to play the track before it. This is just a 6-track EP. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Teeth's? What are The Teeth MySpace page?
myspace.com/The Teeth.
No, myspace.com/ We Are The Teeth. Paulie B at Internet 3, Tony 1. This is Clap Your Stupid Hands.
Clap your stupid hands, come on.
was the Teeth, Tony. I do. That's a little bit of crazy electro punk, the like of which you haven't heard in a while. The second half of this show will keep up with the first half, by the way. Just to remind you that Red Dress isn't too bad a title, but Porno Sluts, Kill Voodoo Kill and Clap Your Stupid Hands are at best offensive, I think. Anyway, we'll see how we get on in the second half. I have a feeling you won't be let down, though. So I was wondering, Tony, now I did notice on last week's show, at the risk of using the phrase as soon as the cat's away, when I had a listen through to it whilst in Edinburgh, I did hear you not talking about GoDaddy but talking about flowers.
Yeah,
now what's that all about, you emo? Jim Blood.
I just thought people might be sick of hearing about GoDaddy and just fancy, you know, a bit of a departure, and frankly I quite like flowers.
Well, fair enough. It was a bit of if you don't, I hope you don't mind me saying this, I don't think I really knew exactly what was going on. Do you think, because I'm also interested in flowers from time to time, I like a good funeral, I'm used to buying lilies, whether it would be alright if I maybe had a look at your what you were on about, and we'll see if we can't simplify it for the listeners. What do you reckon?
That might be a good idea, yeah.
Did
I mention I'm glad you're back?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, anyway, I imagine with having a fortnight without thinking about it, you've probably forgotten all about GoDaddy.
Completely.
Yeah. Let me tell you about it for the tune of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man versus Someone and an odd mix called Idiot Dub. Essentially, GoDaddy.com are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
...into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY411 code, that's...
PUNKY411.
...which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Micca. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because my clients say use them.
Now the fun starts. PUNKY412. Gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, Punky20H1, that's...
Punky20H1.
Drops 20% off hosting plans, and... Punky125, that's...
Punky125.
Gets you a brazen 25% off any order of £65 or more. And finally, PunkySSL, that's...
PunkySSL.
Which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I trust that's completely clear to you now.
Yeah, that's I remember now.
Filthy dog.
I only asked you for the dance. Now we're talking about romance. Not leaving anything to chance. Try to jump into my pants. You filthy dog, just dance with me. You filthy dog, just dance with me. I never meant to cause you sorrow.
Oh no.
Never meant to cause you pain.
Oh no.
Please don't harbor any feelings. You're messing with my brain. Laid my cards upon the table. You took advantage and you're able. I gave an inch, you took a mile. Your sleazy hand that crashed my style. You filthy dog, just dance with me. You filthy dog, just dance with me. You filthy dog, just dance with me. Filthy dog, just dance with me. I never meant to cause you sorrow.
Oh no.
Never meant to cause you pain.
Oh no.
Please don't harbor any feelings.
Oh no.
Cause you're messing with my brain. You filthy dog, just dance with me. You filthy dog, just dance with me.
That was Drunken Balordi, Tony.
Oh, okay.
And that's the last track we're going to play there, because we've played a few now, and I'd rather people went out and bought it and just heard the whole thing of us. What I want to know is, what is Drunken Balordi's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Drunken Balordi?
It is. And that's DrunkenBalordi. That makes it Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 3. Interesting. I wonder what will happen this week. They're rather like Gogol Bordello, aren't they? They're the same sort of deal. I don't think they'd mind just saying that. Really, really good fun. Really good fun band live. Really nice people. And I think I've got... Have I got... yes. Thank you very much to Adrian Smith of Seven Music, artist management, booking agent and promoter, who I met at Strummer Camp, who handed me all their bits and bobs. That sounds wrong. I mean, they didn't just bring me all of the wedding tackle of said band. Went, if I give you these, will you play them? He gave me a CD, etc. Right, so you're listening to the Chop Chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Have you got a gig guide?
I haven't, no.
But in that case then, we ought to remind bands that the best way to get their gig out there is to get in touch with us, and we'll tell the world. What you do is send an email to tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Tony's International Gig Guide. And then we'll get it on the week after, or whenever it sounds like a plan.
Whenever it's relevant, yeah. If it's the coming up of the week ahead, then we'll read it out. Or if it's a big
sounds
gig, maybe a couple of weeks.
Like
advance.
A plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, seeing as we haven't got one, I just thought I'd maybe tell you a little extra couple of snippets of Edinburgh, as in a couple of shows that I saw that will, I think, continue to tour. Three principal shows I saw. One was Willy Wonka Explained, which is a comedy play by an Australian comic friend of mine called Matthew Hardy, which is all about his relationship with Veruca Salt, the character in the original film featuring Gene Wilder, that one. Do you remember that film?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I didn't realise was that he had an actress playing Veruca Salt in it. And when I watched the play, it was brilliant. And at the end, he went, ladies and gentlemen, the real Veruca Salt. And it was. And I'd watched it for a whole hour. And everyone else obviously knew that she was the real Veruca Salt, or the woman who had played it, a lovely woman called Julie Dawn Cole. But I didn't know. I just thought she... So then I was very impressed. And then I made sure after the show that... I went up to tell her how great she'd been, so she gave me a kiss on each cheek. Then I could walk away going, ha ha ha, I got kissed by Veruca Salt. Is that childish?
Nah.
A childhood dream fulfilled. It's an absolutely brilliant play. Do get the chance. If you just type in Willy Wonka Explained or Edinburgh 2010 or something like that, you'll find it. Second show I'd like to draw your attention to was a show I went to see called Music Club, that again I went to see twice. It was a double act show in Edinburgh featuring Mike Belgrave, Mike Manera. And what they do is essentially they're two blokes talking about records. You know, it's what we do, really. But then they've added some sketches and other things in it. And the show takes place one Monday a month in London, but I haven't got the details to hand. But it's, if you type in Music Club or Belgrave and Manera or whatever, you'll find it anyway. It's a really excellent, good, fun show. And I went twice again because I really liked it. The second time I went, at the end of the show, they said to me, listen, Paul, what are you doing now? I ain't got no plans. You've got to come and see this show, The Ray Guns. And acoustic rock double act.
Okay.
It's a music show rather than a stand-up comedy show. Absolutely brilliant. What they do mashups. So you've been playing one song but see another one over the top of it, and it gets more and more and more convoluted and things don't make sense, and then you're hearing Michael Jackson Beat It, then you're hearing Doctor Who, then you're hearing Black Betty, then it's just brilliant. Really, really funny, and got funnier and funnier as it went on. Absolutely packed crowd, and they were on the same as me at the Free Festival, so it was free to get in. But the only thing that put me off slightly, Tony, was the fact that Mike Manera was standing next to me throughout watching the Ray Guns, screaming like a groupie.
Right.
It was a bit upsetting. Now, have you heard of them before then?
I think I heard the song on the radio a couple of days ago from... they were a band who did something acoustically, and it was a song called How to Write a 90s Love Song, and it was a parody of, like, how you write a song. You bring in the guitar, then you sing some lyrics like this, and then you rap a bit, and it sounds quite familiar to what you're talking about.
I'll have to do some research into that. Yeah. I know they'd had a very successful Edinburgh. They were, as I say, their show was getting packed every night, and they'd been invited to do one or two other things as well. So do check them out. Anyway, I'm recommended by Paul B. Edwards, Punky Radio, top bloke, of course. You can add that in. But yeah, they were absolutely brilliant, and they will be touring around the place now. I think it's very unlikely someone won't pick them up and do something with them, because they were really, really brilliant. I did say, though, I did say to Mike afterwards when he went, how brilliant were they? I did say, yeah, but it's a PRS nightmare, isn't it? They did, I mean, they cover 80 different songs in about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
A lot of music venues would balk at it, because it would cost them so much to put them on, wouldn't it? I mean, if you remember how much people have to pay for PRS, it can be ridiculously expensive. So anyway, anyone who's got the proper licensing for them will love to have them, I'm sure. So yeah, they were my three top picks. Really, I mean, there are lots of other brilliant shows. I bumped into loads of people I haven't seen for ages as well. I handed Jimmy Carr a flyer by accident. That was quite funny.
Yeah.
He went, oh, I'm not going to come to your show. I went, Jim, how you doing? And it was all a bit embarrassing. Yeah, just bumped into various people that I haven't seen for years, and people that have, I mean, I'm not going to name drop. All the name droppings on the blog, paulieb.blogspot.com. Right, shall we get on with song six then?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, unless there's anything you want to add in this bit.
No, well, on the sort of, only thing I've got to think about saying is on some bit of shows. I went to see my first show in London. Never really been to see a show apart from pantomime. Since I was
do you mean like a musical, like Chicago or something?
Wow. Yes, like a musical, and yes, very much like Chicago. Actually, I went to see Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Who was the who was playing Roxy?
Oh, some girl from EastEnders.
Oh, really? Okay, right.
Something Barton. I think she played Honey in EastEnders, but I didn't find out.
Oh, okay, because you know that I went to see it.
No?
I went to see Chicago, yeah, and it was backstage. The girl that I went with knew the girl who was the lead at the time, who's called Sarah something, with a Dutch South African surname, who's like the... She always does it. She's the permanent understudy for it, and she does it between famous people, basically. And she's absolutely brilliant. She's got it off pat. Who was the bloke who sings Mr. Cellophane? Did they have someone famous in for that as well?
No, I didn't know him before.
Right, it is good, isn't it?
It's really good, I've really enjoyed it. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, beer's expensive though.
We went to the bar. Did you go see it at the Cambridge Theatre? Is that where it always is? Yeah. Steph wanted a glass of champagne, so it's two glasses of champagne, £22.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man.
Wow.
I got the girl that I was with is friends of the girl from Sega, and she goes to the theatre all the time, and I don't, you know, I'm not used to it. And I said, this is ridiculous. So, and she just looked around at me and rather tersely said, Paul, you don't have to get drunk, you know. You could just enjoy an interval drink. I went, oh, I can't enjoy it at these prices. I was well pissed off. How much?
It was shocking.
But yeah, what I would do is I'd have a few drinks before. The only thing I'd say about musicals like that is that because I'm used to doing live stand-up, and you're, as a musician, you're used to things being a little bit ad hoc and the excitement of something happening that maybe hasn't before.
Mm.
And that's very much taken out of it in a musical because it's so, they're so
the regimented,
well done,
aren't they?
Well, staged and regimented. Everything happens in the same place every night, and you might get the odd wink. I mean, it was funny. Roxy gave us a wave. The girl that leaded it gave us a wave during one of the numbers. It was really funny. And then at the end, when they came out and gave a bow, she went, "Thank you too, thank you." We go, "Yeah, it's all right." Like that. But it's because it's the same thing every night. You go and watch something that happens as it does, and I like things to be a little bit unexpected and things I'm not expecting. So, I mean, it's not a criticism of it. It's a criticism of me, really, for not being able to just enjoy a different genre that I'd normally go and see. But, yes, you're right. Very good. I'm glad you had a great time. Did Steph like it?
Yeah, she loved it. It was great.
It's very romantic just being in theatre land, isn't it, as well?
Yeah. Even Seth lived in London, we kept saying we should go see a show. We never did, then, so we finally got to do it the weekend. So, yeah, very nice. Mate, yeah.
It's enough to make you talk about flowers. Right. How fitting, then, that the next song should be by a band called Little Bastard. Now, I haven't got their MySpace page, Tony. What's their website?
Littlebastard.co.uk?
No, they're from Switzerland. It's littlebastard.ch. Yeah. They sent us this CD 2 or 3 years ago now, and we played a couple of songs off it, I think, but I think we played this one. Enjoy this, Tony. It's Poorly Be the Internet 4, Tony 2. This is Pills for Ills. Little Bastard. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. This is going to be a short section because the last bit was so long because we got carried away because it hadn't occurred to us that you'd been to see Chicago. I'll let you know what I'm doing this week. I've got an interesting run of gigs this week. I'm doing a gig in Torrington in Sussex on Thursday night through a guy called Miles Crawford. Now, that's the only information I've got about it. However, Friday and Saturday, I'm doing a tiny little tour of the Southwest, build an Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman, come to Devon, with a guy called David Whitney and a guy called Robbie Bonham. Robbie Bonham, we've talked about before, he's a fantastic Irish comic. David Whitney was the main story of the Edinburgh Festival, but I don't want to further muddy the waters. If you want to find out more, if you type in David Whitney to the internet, you're going to find it pretty quickly. He's had some good news about what happened today anyway, and it looks like he's going to be all right. Well done, Dave. Anyway, the gigs are in Friday in South Moulton, Saturday in Holsworthy. Now, we'll be staying around both nights, so if you are in the Southwest and you can get to all these shows, you will be able to hang around and have a drink with us afterwards because we're staying in each spot. That's pretty much all I've got to say this week, Tony, about what I'm doing this weekend, because that's as much information as I have to hand. The thing is, South Moulton and Holsworthy are small places, so even though I can't remember the details of the places we're playing, if you are in the South Moulton or Holsworthy areas, you'll probably already know about them, because not a lot else happens. that's pretty much it. I'm just going to get on with the next track, mate.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's cool.
Again, this is an album tight and exciting by the Hip Priests. You might remember that I was at Strummer Camp with them as well, and there's loads of good songs in here, but I don't mind playing quite a few of it because it's quite an old album, I think anyway. I hope I'm not wrong there as well. It might not be quite an old album, I might be lying. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple more songs of it. I'm loving it anyway. This is, you know, we had Porno Slut at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is Demon Hooker.
I got you.
That's the hit priest, Tony. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thehitpriests?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/hitpriests. Poorly being Internet 5, Tony 2. I thought it was going to be a little closer than this, mate, because we've had a couple of goes of that one, but I did throw you off the hook by emphasising that they are called the Hit Priest, which they are. But anyway, the MySpace page is just Hit Priest. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now, but I don't know for how much longer, in that we are going to be updating beds when we get around to it, and I fear Dead 60s might go, seeing as they're not a band anymore.
Right, okay, yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it?
I'll be sad to lose this bed, but I think we ought to be playing something a bit more current now, so we'll sort it. And what I've got in line to replace them is utterly ridiculous, so we'll see. Anyway, Tony, here's a question I've missed asking you. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your twat nominations over the past couple of weeks. Still need more. Running very low. I think this actually might be the last one I've got at the moment. So please do email me your twat nominations. Email me, tony@funkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Please do email me. Because I don't like me twat drying up. Just don't like it.
I don't like you being twatless.
No. No. But Dave, well, Green Dave from Hull has emailed this.
Oh, thing. That's handy.
Yeah.
Who needs green eggs and ham when you've got Green Dave from Hull?
Exactly. Word of the week and a twat in the same show. Hello, Tony and Paul, you pair of midget munchers. After hearing endless pleas for twat, I have one for you. Ailey Johnson. In my former employment in a call centre in Edinburgh, a short-ass bint worker there called Ailey Johnson. Her job there is to give people who call up to see if we need new staff a 2-minute telephone interview from a script and to book in the new people in for their training day. There was another guy there, but it does the same thing. It's a very big call centre and staff turnover is high, as it's a pretty shitty job. Anyway, this chicken fucker is one of the biggest traps
chicken traps
I have ever met. In the time I was there, she did many a twatty thing. Two highlights though are as follows. The first was that one day someone brought in some very, very stinky weed. As 60 to 70% of the interviewers and supervisors, not to mention the managers and senior management, are either stoned when they are at work or lighting up a joint as soon as they are out of the doors. This mostly just amused people, as it managed to stink out a very large office with over 150 people talking to the general smack-tired public. The call centre manager did have to go along and open all the windows and did a general call of, "Whoever that is, could you go to the canteen and put it in a resealable bag or two, please?" As he was very happy to leave it at that. Then this bint comes along demanding that they get the police in, when at least 30 to 40 people will have at least a joint on them, and even more, whose clothes would still give the drugs dog a decent high. And the call centre manager and at least one of the office managers would have been carrying something, and she would have been well aware of these facts. And worst of all, she smokes weed herself, but didn't stop saying that they should call the police until other managers just told her to shut up. The second really twatty thing she did was try to get someone fired, as they wouldn't sell her some weed, and trying to brown nose to further her own career. As no one likes her at the call centre, no one was willing to sell her any weed, so in her impotent frustration, she decided to make a complaint about one of the guys working there for trying to sell it to her. He has never offered her weed, and always says he cannot get any whenever she asks him if he has any for sale. As like
this
everyone,
woman is bonkers.
As like everyone, he can't stand her. The only problem with her twatty plan of trying to get him sacked was making a complaint about this particular guy, as he does sometimes sell weed in the call centre. And this included selling to middle and senior management, who also were there. So they knew he would never have offered her some, and that she was trying to further her own career by getting someone else sacked. These are just two of the many twatty things she did whilst I worked there, and I hope it more than justifies my nomination. Green Dave from Hull.
Thank you very much, Green Dave from Hull. That's utterly justified. This woman's a right rich tea biscuit.
What a company.
What did you say? What?
What a company.
Oh, I'm right. I thought you were calling it something else. I said she's a right tea biscuit. I thought you said what a seat. Like, yeah, what a company. Sounds like a brilliant company. It sounds like this woman's got no chance in it, because everyone above her thinks she's an idiot and everyone below her hates her.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, so Ailey Johnson from Edinburgh
is a twat. She should just go and get stoned. It's already calmed down. Oh, probably. She can't. No one will sell her any weed.
It's true.
Well done.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one.
Well, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
It's been one of those shows when we have played, and I quote, songs that are maybe might give the wrong idea about punky radio, in that we've had Porno Slots, Kill Voodoo Kill, Clap Your Stupid Hands, Filthy Dog, Pills Frills and Demon Hooker, to name but six. So the last track this week, I thought we'd kind of absolve ourselves of all guilt in the show by playing a lovely song by Eastside Jimmy. How does that grab you?
That sounds nice.
Alright, what I want to know is, what is Eastside Jimmy's MySpace page?
myspace.com/Eastside Jimmy.
No, myspace.com/TheEastsideJimmy. Poorly beat in the internet, and listen to this. 6. Tony 2. This has been a great return. I've enjoyed coming home for this one. This is from a 5-track EP called Rockets by Eastside Jimmy, a band I've known for many, many years. We accidentally played Shake It the other week, which I'm so stupid I didn't even realise was a cover. Oops.
No,
so
yeah.
We're playing one this week that I don't think is. And interestingly, this song, I will just say, I first met them in the early 90s when they came up and did a gig at Nottingham University. And as a result of doing that gig, they wrote a song called Polyband. And this sounds a little bit similar to that song. A little bit, the one I'm about to play. Enjoy. This is Eastside Jimmy, Family Man. Eastside Jimmy, Tony.
Nice.
Thank you all, of course, for listening to Punky Radio this week. We do appreciate it. Please make sure you check out all the bands on our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Punky Radio. I want your words of the week, and I want your poems for Poetry Corner that we haven't discussed this week. Any jokes you've got at Comedy Suburbs we haven't discussed this week. We're getting back into it after a bit of a weird summer, aren't we, really? Mm. But any of those things you can email to poorlybeer@punkyradio.com. And what would you like to receive, Tony?
I'd like some twats, please. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and the reason. Please do get those in. And if you're in a band or have any gigs to promote, please do email me again, tony@punkyradio.com, for my gig guide. Type in your email. Tony's
international gig guide.
Oh.
It's a new month tomorrow for Podcast Alley, so please do vote if you can. And last but not least, please do, if you get the chance, review us at iTunes. I know we ask every week. We haven't been very good at updating, but we're back on it now. If you haven't reviewed us at iTunes before, do so now. Tony, there's a way for them to do it, isn't there?
Yeah, quickest way. You just go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can log in and review us. Please do log in and review us, 5 stars only, and we will read them out. We've got a bit of a catch-up to do, but we will do that.
With luck, I'll see one or two of you in my miniature tour of the South and Southwest this week. Other than that, all that's left to say is say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!